Hello everyone and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our twice weekly podcast where we talk about Blade Runner 1 minute at a time.
I'm going to take a sip of water.
Take a sip of water.
That's totally not the
Jesus,
sound they made.
Sandra, you're so loud and you slurped the water. Today's minute 93. Mm-hmm. I'm Pete.
I'm Sandra.
Why are you winking at me?
Something in my eye.
But don't wink at me. You feel like, whoa, it's the other... Oh, my goodness. Minute 93 starts with Deckard entering the late J.F. Sebastian's apartment. It ends with Pris attacking Deckard. And I think it was a minute or two ago that I said we still have a couple of minutes before the action picks up again. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm a fiend for action. I like the mellow moments, especially in this movie, because they're gorgeous. But this is a classic scene that we're about that spans the next 2 minutes.
This is the movie. This is the scene that scares people from this movie because it's really creepy.
These 2 minutes are amazing, and I love them deeply. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about stuff, or do you want me?
Yeah,
to get
first
into
I want to talk about. I didn't notice in the last minute.
Hit me.
That when Deckard walked into JF's house, there was like a computer voice that kept asking him about tea. Some more tea. Some more tea.
I didn't hear that at all.
Because it continued into this minute.
Oh, the little dude with the fez?
I guess it was the dude with the fez. He kept asking about tea. And when I heard it in this minute, I was like, what? And I went back to the last minute, and as soon as he walks through that doorway, you hear some more tea? Tea? Some more tea? More tea?
I watched this with headphones, and I didn't pick up on that. That's very impressive.
So it was interesting. Like, I completely missed it the last minute, and I feel bad. But I heard it in this minute, and I'm like, who keeps offering him tea?
So that first part with the trophy and the books, that's the foyer.
Yeah, we'll call that the foyer.
Okay. And the feet is his lintel.
No, at your feet is your threshold. The lintel
makes
is at the
an
top
orange.
Of the...
I know, I'm kidding.
An orange makes an orange sound.
It's a lot of weird things I've been saying the past few episodes because it was so hot.
When do you not say weird things?
Well, I got a little weirder because of the temperature in the car.
It was really bad. Today it's just humid.
Yeah, no, it's cooler now.
At least we got a cold breeze coming in, so it's fine. So, yeah, we have all these toys in this room. Where do you get your wonderful toys? There's a clown laughing.
Yes, there's a huge collection of toys that presumably JF made.
Yes.
Such as the clown laughing.
And then there's a dude wearing a fez.
A little person in a chair, looks like he fell asleep. Well, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a different guy. He had a little toy, clearly not a person, wearing a fez, pouring tea. That's
he must
be
asking
tea
the tea guy, yes.
There's also a little person, mm-hmm. who's clearly a little person actor, in the chair, and he looks like he fell asleep while reading. He's got like a book in his, mm-hmm. I believe it was his left hand. And then his right, he's either miming smoking or he's actually smoking. The room itself is smoky, so it's hard to tell.
There was also a lady in a ball gown. A blue ball gown, reminding me of Cinderella's dress.
Right.
And then there was another one all the way to the left as he moves into the room. There was another lady mannequin that would turn her head to look at him.
Yes.
And she raised her arm, right? And she would raise her arm, and it was really creepy. And there was a fish tank.
I noticed a little fish bowl.
Yeah, and there was bubbles.
Yeah. But I didn't see the fish move. I saw something that looked like a fish, again, to the left of the bowl. Left of the screen, left of the bowl. But I didn't see the fish moving. Really?
No, but I did see bubbles.
I saw like a little, what's that called? What do you have in the fish tank? To give the, what creates the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I never had fish, so I wouldn't have paid attention to it.
Is that the filter or the...
You had fish.
The pump? The thing? Yeah, but we changed the tank. We would change the water.
You had that thing in there that made bubbles?
No, we didn't have the pump.
Really?
The pump. I think it's just called a pump.
All right.
I think it circulates the water.
Air circulator. Water circulator.
It's the transponster.
It's the transponster.
That's what it is.
I don't know. But I didn't see one of those in there. I just saw bubbles.
Correct. Me too, I mean.
Unless they had the thing with the little treasure chest that had the bubbles going up and down. Some people had that where you had the little bubbles come out of the little treasure chest.
That's not... Okay. Like, the air gets trapped and then it releases when the lid opens up. Right?
Yeah, it acts as the same function. It's just the one that's the treasure chest isn't as powerful and it's more decorative.
Why don't we have fish? We seem like fish people. A cute
because
little...
we don't have any shelf space that we would keep fish.
But we have so many books. Let's just get rid of the books.
And, I can't. We've gotten rid of a lot of books.
Get a nice fish tank. Wait, and it'll have, like, Snake Mountain in it and Castle Grayskull on the other side. And one fish can be orange and one can be purple. I don't know what kind of purple fish there are, but we can name them He-Man and Skeletor. Be right on the nose with the whole thing. And then when they die, we sell Grayskull and Snake Mountain, replace them with what? A Death Star and Yoda's hut, and we get a green fish.
How come all of these are your idea of an awesome fish tank and not mine with, like, Gudetama and Hello Kitty hanging out in there?
Yeah, we can name... Yes, we can have another one named Gem, and then Rainbow Bright. What other stupid girly things do you like that I should... Ow. She just flicked me in the skull.
Ow. Don't make fun of my 80s love of cartoons. And My Little Pony, and Snorks, and Gem.
Snorks!
All right? And what was it? Moondreamers?
All right, anyway, nerd. There's another little toy on the left shaking his head and laughing.
We're not getting rid of the books. Can we be very clear about this? We've already gotten rid of like two or three bookcases filled with books. I just can't do anymore.
You go back to that?
Because I didn't get to say that because you started talking about what you're naming your fish.
There's another little toy on the left shaking his head and laughing. He is scaring the hell out of me.
He's really creepy.
He's scaring the hell out of me.
He's very creepy.
And at one point, there's a close-up of a doll. Mm-hmm. And one of them is it looks like a mannequin that's not moving, and she has a nice dress or a hat on or something. But another one that I really noticed was a doll that looks exactly like the little laughing doll with the fez, but he doesn't have his fez, and he doesn't have his bow tie on. And they slowed his movement. But it's the same toy.
No, I didn't see a lot of the little
really?
Toys. I was watching on my phone.
Oh, dude.
I went back to watching on my phone. I was doing it at work.
I was like, that's clever.
Don't tell my bosses. They're not nerds. They wouldn't listen to this.
I thought to myself, that's really clever. They just took, but I can notice because I'm pausing.
How many of the figures were live people who were just very still?
I don't know. I noticed the one little person on the chair.
And then I think at least one of the women, I think the one that turns her head is real. I don't know. I think the ball gown one is real too because she moves later on as well. As Deckard is walking around this room and seeing all these toys.
Yes.
He's walking back and forth and I'm thinking how like as a police officer or a detective or just someone walking into this creepy room, all this motion and noise would be really distracting from your investigative work because he's obviously come prepared. You know, he has his gun out. He's all like, oh, what's going on? And he's walking around this room and you hear these noises. You see things out of your corner of your eye. I would have been jumping out of my skin the same way when I walk into the bedroom and you're editing or watching something on the laptop,
mm-hmm.
that you jump 2 inches out of your seat every time without fail.
So he's coming here looking for Pris.
He's obviously looking for Pris. So he walks around the room. He goes to the left, back and to the left.
No, but... Well, but hold on a second. All right. Well, first of all, we forgot to mention that Pris was in the room as one of the dolls.
Well, we mentioned before that in the last minute that we saw her there.
But it's super creepy seeing her there now, like, as he's approaching.
But as he walks around to the left, closer to that laughing creepy guy.
Yeah.
And then walks back and he comes to Pris.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of recognizes her, but the makeup is distracting him, I guess.
But here's something that I'm wondering. It's not a big deal. I get it. I get that. It's movie and he has to be here.
Because movie?
Where was he? Where'd he come from?
From the foyer. It was to the right.
No. I'm trying to retrace his steps.
He's just come from
where
a
was
fire.
He when sister come from a fire. Where was he when Roy was killing Tyrell?
When Roy was killing Tyrell, I don't know where he was. I know that he then was in the tunnel. After that,
and then stopped in the in the danger zone.
Yes,
and
the
called
gang of
JF
misfits.
Because Bryant told him you got to go to JF's apartment. We found his body.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out his apartment.
Yeah,
so
we
he
have an
calls
address for
JF's
him.
House, and Pris answers, but
and hangs up.
But he doesn't. Deckard doesn't
so
know that.
So rude.
Right, but Deckard doesn't know who the hell it was. But he knows that it wasn't the person that was supposed to be there. So he heads to JF's place.
Mm-hmm.
To just clear, I mean, I guess he just assumes that that's Pris. It's got to be Pris.
He's looking at it because he thinks it's Pris. He doesn't know for sure because she's so still.
No,
and she
from
looks like
the
any of
from
the
vid phone call.
Oh.
Like he's heading to JF's, not just to.
I don't think he knows what's up there yet.
That's
he
what
knows
I mean.
It's something.
He's going there just because Brian told him to. But once he gets in, What is he hoping to accomplish?
Well, Bryant never said go there. He just said check it out.
Yeah, I want you to go there and check it out. Yeah, Bryant told him definitely. Check it Deckard, out. go to JF's place and check it out. So he's there
to check
most likely looking for press because there was a female that answered the phone.
Yes.
And he knows he's looking for another female based on Bryant's...
he comes into this room...
Based on Bryant's briefing in the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Okay, so that's where we're at.
Yes.
Okay.
So he comes into this room that's filled with toys, and this one toy kind of looks like Pris, but she's covered in this makeup that makes her look more like a doll, and she's standing so still, so he's not sure if it is or not.
Yes.
Okay. You kept saying no every time I said that, and I'm like, no, he doesn't
know. Oh, no, I just wanted to back up and retrace steps to that point, that's why.
So he comes over to this doll that he doesn't know if it's a replicant or a toy.
His face is masterful.
He does.
It's not Blue Steel. I've said this before about Harrison Ford. I've never seen him. I've never seen a better acting job from him than in Blade Runner.
He looks scared in most of this movie.
He looked terrified. He looked shocked. He looked. What is the word? Right before the close up of Pris, before she pulled a Chucky, his face as he's checking her out was horrified. It was great. He never looked like that before.
Yeah, he has a lot of open, like, slack-jawed expressions in this movie.
See, when you say that, I take that as a negative, and I don't get it.
Because he has a lot of the same expression.
I think he's brilliant in this film, Harrison Ford. Really? You don't get it? You don't catch that from him?
I don't think that, no.
Okay, that's fair. That's all right.
Because he's still Harrison Ford to me. He's not Deckard.
Really? See, and to me, this is
his... I think it should be Harrison Ford, but he's always Harrison Ford.
See, to me, this is his least Harrison Ford-y.
It's his least Harrison Ford-y, except for regarding Henry. He wasn't quite Harrison Ford.
Okay.
But he's always really Harrison Ford.
And shockingly, even though I don't really care for it anymore, it's not a bad movie, but I just, story-wise, I don't care for it anymore. In The Force Awakens, Harrison Ford is fantastic.
Yes.
Because he really becomes... Han Solo again.
Yeah, I think for actors who revisited a role that they had played so often, it's kind of like putting on the skin.
As opposed to Blade Runner 2049, where he wasn't Deckard. He was Harrison Ford.
Because I don't feel like...
I lost it. In 2049, I'm sorry. I know we'll talk about it a year or two from now when we do that.
I don't think he was Deckard here either. I think Deckard is Harrison Ford.
Clearly Deckard here.
It's Harrison Ford.
All right, so I didn't. I felt bad going off topic up until this point, but now we're gonna have to keep it going. Where is he? Compare this role to something else he's done. Like who?
He's
who is
the
he?
Least of. He's Harrison Ford. He's always Harrison Ford.
But not in Star Wars.
He's Harrison Ford being Han Solo because that's who Han Solo is. This devil may care. Kind of stuck up.
All right, hold on, wait. I'm not asking the right questions. So after...
Swagger. This is the one with the least amount of swagger.
Do you think he acts the same as Han Solo? Or do you think Han Solo and Indiana Jones and Deckard are exactly the same to you?
No, but I think they're all very similar.
Can you just put the fedora on Han Solo and call it Indiana Jones and put the blaster on Deckard and say it's Han Solo?
Yeah, it would probably work.
Really?
But
I don't feel that way.
When Pris answers the phone and he does that weird little voice...
No way to treat a friend.
And then he's like, that's no way to treat a friend. That's totally Han Solo.
I don't see... he was a little Han Solo-y in that scene when he said, I'm working. What are you doing?
Just
but that's it. I think when he played Indy, Han and Deckard, I feel three distinct performances.
I feel like this movie, he is the most afraid I've ever seen him in any movie. And the most downtrodden.
Is that emotive?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, in Return of the Jedi, you're totally going to kill me. He felt less like Han Solo than he did in the other two movies.
I 100% agree with
you. Force Awakens, probably because he didn't really want to be there.
He was his most Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back first.
And Force Awakens.
Then Star Wars, then Force Awakens.
Yes. I'll give you that.
Yeah. He really came into his own in Empire.
It was really the Han Solo movie.
Something I've never seen before.
It was the Han Solo movie, if you ask me, because fantastic. It really, like, it showed his character. Why are we talking about Star Wars? I'm sorry. We always bring Star Wars into everything.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, but coming back to this, I enjoyed this acting from him so much.
I didn't say I didn't, but it was always Han Solo.
He's just an enjoyable performer to you, but not necessarily a Gary Oldman.
Nobody... Gary Oldman isn't Gary Oldman.
I know,
He's
yeah,
the door.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, way off topic. I'm sorry.
He's the bumper bully on the car in front of us. Like, I don't know you were. That's Gary Old. Look at him. Now look, the car next to him is Christian Bale. Did you even know he gained 1,000 pounds? Look, it's him.
Is Pris one of the only...
And look, the flag over there is Daniel Day-Lewis. What do you want me to tell you?
Is Pris one of the only toys not moving?
She's one of the few toys. Now, there's a few that aren't, but she's very still. And I started thinking, like, how did Daryl Hannah do that?
You think that was one of the tells? You think he noticed
moving? There was a few others not moving, but I think he recognized her a little. Like, they were similar. And he comes over and he pulls that veil off slowly, and she doesn't flinch. Even as an actor, as a person, not as a replicant, as an actor, that she didn't flinch as they like, you didn't tickle your eyelashes, you didn't blink, you didn't sneeze, you didn't because somebody's moving something against your face.
Right.
The stillness she kept while he took that veil off. Have you ever had someone take something off your face?
Not a veil, no.
But like something near your face,
and you go like sunglasses this, like, or so, anything like, you know, they try to take something. And
we're all very protective of our faces. So it's amazing to me.
It was absolutely perfect.
Like, and she's so still.
Yeah.
And it was funny because on my Facebook feed today, the thing popped up about that Ukrainian Barbie, the girl who looks like a Barbie doll.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I looked at it just so I could see her makeup and how, like, they painted her to look like a doll. And it's so the opposite of the way Pris is painted, like, one of those old-fashioned, like, caricature of a doll with, like, the big rosy cheeks.
Right.
And, like, weird eyes. It's a very odd doll. And there's two versions of doll that I'm looking at today.
Wow, that's amazing.
But that this girl takes these pictures and she's so still and opens her eyes wider so she looks more doll-like. And then we have Pris, who again with the stillness, and she can't open her eyes. She can open her eyes wider, but that would ruin the effect. But again, so still that she looks like one of the toys. And it's astounding to me. I've never been that still in my whole life.
It's amazing that you mentioned the difference in makeup, because one of my questions to you today was going to be in my notes, clown or doll makeup? Because I called her, like, I think I compared her to a creepy clown with this new makeup.
Doll clown makeup, yes. I agree.
But is it more doll or more clown? Like, is this...
It's more of a doll clown. It's exactly that. She's not exactly painted like a clown, but she's not exactly painted
like a doll either.
Porcelain dolls are very precise.
Somewhere in between.
It's kind of like the creepy clown toy that you have in your house.
Yeah.
It's all smudged. Or like those. It reminds me of the sad clown paintings where like their makeup's running down their face and stuff like that.
I grew up with a lot of those in my family's
house. Yeah,
houses.
I don't know why you guys had that.
It was really popular in the 80s, I guess.
I don't know. We didn't have that in my house.
Well, you guys are Russians.
We had a lot of
Italians
Asian-themed...
Italians,
we still have a lot of
like
Asian
the clowns, the Pavarotti connection and everything.
I think it's cultural appropriation, but we had a lot of Asian theme growing up. We still have a lot of Asian stuff in the house.
Hmm.
My mom says it's because they brought a whole bunch of stuff from Russia with them, and China and USSR had like a big tie to each other, so we have towels that have Chinese written on them. I have no idea what they say.
That's cool.
And some of the artwork, but a lot of that artwork was brought here because I guess late 70s Asian theme was big. And we still have it. And
it's still big.
I kind of like it because it gets like this kitschy retro vibe. And I like Gudetama, so I like anything with Asian stuff on it, I guess. Can somebody read the box from Gudetama for me? Would that be weird to ask them?
No, it's fine. Go ahead, ask them. Okay. You just did?
Yeah, no, I'll tag. I don't know what language it's in, so I'm totally probably going to bother David, I think.
So before we leave the dolls, the toys, and talk about...
The veil.
Oh, actually, there's one more doll. The veil.
And not like the Game of Thrones veil.
There's two dolls in here with fezzes.
You said that.
Two toys.
Okay.
And one with a bow tie.
Okay, you said that.
So I made sure I made a note of, speaking of fez and bow tie, Matt Smith is my favorite doctor. I just wanted to get that out there in the world. Just in case something happens to me, I want it recorded.
Tell your story.
I want it on the internet that Pete Marchese's favorite doctor from the series Doctor Who...
Out of the new versions, not the old school, because you didn't really watch the old ones.
I've watched enough of them.
Okay, but...
Over the years, Matt Smith is my favorite.
Okay. Tennant's growing in your esteem, though.
Tennant is a close second now. Wasn't before.
How do you feel about Eccleston? Is he 3 or 4?
Eccleston, well, we didn't get enough to spend enough time with him. He was perfectly pleasant. Generally, as an actor, I love
Eccleston. You started watching the show with Eccleston, and you continued watching.
Fine, yeah.
No Where does problem. Capaldi fall in there?
Capaldi,
Is he 3 or 4?
You know what? He grew on me that last season.
He was really good that last season.
Really grew on me.
That's when he got rid of What's-Her-Face.
He's going to be a close third, as far as the modern guys go. Yeah, he's got to be more than Eccleston.
Wow.
Because I didn't see enough of
Eccleston.
And
I only saw one or two episodes of The New Doctor.
Oh, I haven't seen her at all. I'm with Jodie Whittaker.
We saw that episode together. We watched one or two.
We don't have cable anymore, so we're waiting for it to come on Amazon.
Netflix or Amazon.
Or Amazon or whatever. Or Netflix or whatever. But yeah, can't wait. I like Jodie Whittaker. I think she's a great actress. Can't wait. I think that's her name. I might be getting her wrong.
Whatever.
And I...
The girl.
I can't wait to binge a whole bunch of new Doctor Who stuff. She's been around for a while now, right? Hasn't it been like a year or two?
They don't have shows the same way we do every year. I don't even think they had a Christmas special this year.
So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to segue into a Doctor Who...
Fezzes are cool?
...thing. Doctor Who...
Bow ties are cool?
Not homage. Just a nice shout-out to Doctor Who.
Do you want to tag Matt Smith
I like
this?
The wholesome quality of Doctor Who. A good Doctor Who episode was nice for the kids.
Doctor Who and Sherlock are the reason why Katarina spoke with a British accent when she first went to daycare.
Yeah.
That and Pepper.
Sandra, there's a creepy eyeless baby doll just below Pris. It looks,
yeah, it's really weird. I don't
and
like
it looks like he's holding a little Peter Cushing head to me. Did you notice the little thing it's holding? It's holding a little doll's... The little doll's holding a little doll's head, and if you look... When I paused it, it looks like Peter Cushing's head.
I didn't notice.
How could you not notice a little Peter Cushing head?
I think you have Peter Cushing on the brain.
Love me some Peter Cushing.
Did you take these notes today?
No, these are from yesterday.
From yesterday? Because yesterday we were talking about Peter Cushing, too. You have Peter Cushing on the brain.
Deckard investigates... What was I talking about? Oh, the we were watching Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And how they... what was her name?
Ashley O. Ashley O and Ashley
and
too.
And how they CG'd her performances and the
hologram.
And you said it's okay or something. And I said, well, do you think Peter Cushing would be okay with that because of Rogue One? And you were like, well, oh, maybe you're right. Guy's dead.
He's
can't
dead.
Choose.
He can't
it's not
choose.
Nice.
His family did though.
It's not nice. If you're dead, you shouldn't be in movies anymore.
You said it doesn't matter because you're
dead.
No,
I didn't. I said
no. I meant when you always say when you're dead, it doesn't matter where you are because you're dead.
Yeah, but don't put me in a movie. Leave me alone, for Christ's sake.
Maybe they want to make some money. Maybe someone has to go to college.
I don't want anybody else making money
off
of me.
You wouldn't want them to make money on you so that your grandbabies can go to college?
No, screw them. Get jobs and leave me in peace, for Christ's sake.
You're in peace. You're dead. What do you know?
I'm dead. Leave me in peace.
You're dead. You're already in peace. What's the difference?
We're getting dangerously close to like falling asleep by being... We're going off topic and it's making us... Too comfortable, like because we're not focused on the the subject.
We'll
so it's veering into comfort talk, and it's making us more and more tired. Did
okay,
you know
so
that?
Let's focus. Sure.
Did you know that's the thing? Deckard investigates a particular toy, female, life size, blonde hair.
I always think of her hair as white.
Okay, but it can't be because her skin is white and it's clearly yellow compared to the skin.
Okay, well, it's not blonde.
Black spray paint across her eyes.
Okay.
Blue circles on her cheeks.
Were they bluish?
Yeah.
They didn't look bluish to me.
What'd they look like to you?
They look just like grayish black.
Really? No, they're...
I got a weird screen protector on my phone. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Look how messed up it is. Look at this.
That's what made me question clown or doll makeup. But you're saying it's a little of both. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls the veil off
slowly
the doll's head.
Pulls
slowly.
Down.
Stares at it with one of his finer acting faces. And this is a scary scene for me.
And this is when he gets in real close. Me, I would have taken a stick and hit her and poked at her face.
Oh, like, don't
from
do
far
it.
Away. Like, get a broom and just poke her and
like,
see what happens.
Like, don't do it, Deckard. He pulls the veil off real slow, stares at her.
And she...
The laughing is going on in the background. There's no music.
And some more tea.
It's really
some
scary.
Some more tea. Some more tea?
Oh, is it saying it in a lower voice? Is that why I can't... Oh, I don't know.
I couldn't understand what he was saying at first. I had to put on the closed captioning, and then I heard, and then I saw it, and then I could hear it clearly. I was like, oh!
And she pops up. She kicks him.
She kicks him in the gut.
And he flies across the whole room. Oh. She's screaming.
And she's screaming like a psychopath, and there's a little of his yelling, too, like grunting, but you can't really make it out. It was, like, really light. But she's doing this crazy yelling at him. And he's across the room and he's trying to like move out of her way. And then she does some crazy ass flips and lands straddling him.
On his shoulders.
Yes.
On the back of him.
Yes. So she it's like the chicken fight in a pool.
Yes. That's exactly what they're doing. They're chicken fighting.
Chicken fighting.
With no enemies.
Mm-hmm. They are the enemies. And I heard...
Pulling and twisting at his chin and face.
Yeah, she's like pulling. It looks like she's trying to break his neck.
Yeah, she's got one hand on his hair, gripping his hair, and the other on his chin, pulling in opposite directions. Yeah, it looks like
she's trying to break his neck.
Yeah, she's twisting his head off for the prize.
Now, in some of these scenes, her legs are really shiny. Like, you could see the tan, and they're shiny as if they're covered in sweat already. I don't know how she's already sweating. And then in other scenes, in other shots, you can see that her legs are in tights, like the way a gymnast wears.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers me. That in this one scene, each shot for shot, it goes back and forth. And I know why that is.
Yeah.
But for the sake of the movie, it doesn't make sense. For the background that it was a body double, I get that. But that there was no consistency of, are they wearing tights or are they not wearing tights?
Now, sitting on his shoulders, is that Daryl Hannah? Is that the male gymnast or is that the female gymnast?
I have no idea.
Because you know that there's three different
people. Right. I had read somewhere a while back that they had, that even though Daryl Hannah can do some flips because she was a gymnast.
Yes.
She can't do the kind of crazy stuff they did, so they had a body, they had a stunt double.
Yes.
They rehearsed it so much that by the time it came down time to film it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh.
The female, why are you doing that?
Because I'm about to get smacked in my face, but go ahead.
The female gymnast was so exhausted
uh-huh.
that they, on the lunch break really quick, found a male gymnast to do it. So they were switching back and forth between who was doing what and were forgetting about the tights.
Because you never send a woman to do a man's job, Sandra. And I'm glad.
And the man couldn't do it anyway because Deckard's alive and... Chris is not.
I'm glad you're here to witness this moment in history, okay? A woman couldn't do it. She was just too tired. She was just too tired. Her weak little body, she couldn't handle it. And a man showed up and he said, I'll do it. And even though when
a man who's so skinny whose legs pass for female.
Even though there's hair all over the legs that are straddling Deckard in a clear ball sack shape.
Did you see the ball sack shape?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, they did a good job. I actually didn't notice the difference in the legs. Or I guess I ignored it.
Sometimes it's shiny and bare. Sometimes they're in tights.
Hmm.
Like the kind of tights that girls wear for dance.
Is the color difference white and gold? The bronze?
Yes.
Yes, then I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not distracting when you see it?
Yeah, I guess so, because I knew what you were talking about color-wise right away. Yeah, you're right. Like her legs. And they don't look like her legs. They look a little.
Those thighs are way more
weird.
Powerful than the way
like
Daryl Hannah's look. Like, I don't understand
legs.
It at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so here we are left with Pris chicken fighting on top of Deckard.
So yeah, it took us a half hour, but we got to one of the most fun moments of the whole movie is when Pris does her cool series of flips and lands right on Deckard's shoulders and tries to rip his head off.
Do you think anyone can actually do that move?
What was it, like a cartwheel or front flips?
They look like front flips.
So it was a series of front flips. But if they were front flips, she wouldn't have landed on his back. Unless he was running away. Was he running away and she landed that way? Because if she's doing front flips...
I think she may have done back flips too. I couldn't tell.
She was probably doing like... She probably switched it up from cartwheel to
back flips. I don't remember seeing any cartwheels.
Because if she lands...
She couldn't have done
facing
cartwheels.
The doorway from which she left...
Mm-hmm.
Then they couldn't have been front flips. They had to be back flips.
But they're not cartwheels.
She didn't start with a cartwheel and then start doing back flips?
Maybe she started with... She definitely didn't finish with a cartwheel. That wouldn't have made any sense.
No, of course not. But sometimes they propel themselves from a cartwheel into a back or front flip.
Okay.
I just don't remember. I know in the next minute they're just back flips. Straight up pure back flips about... A bunch of them until the end of the scene.
No, it was front flips in the other scenes because that's why she gets where she gets.
Nope.
Yeah, why else would she have gotten there?
We'll wait for the minute.
Okay, well, we're going to have to watch that again to make sure.
Well, I paused it 100 times. I did
okay,
the minute.
But that wouldn't make sense if it was backflips.
I'm ready for an argument.
Okay.
Do you want to do 94 now?
Yeah, that's what the plan was, right?
94. You're not going to say 94 again?
94.
Do you even get that? Oh, you're making me so mad right now. You don't remember the docking bay that they met, then Obi-Wan and Luke met Chewbacca and Han Solo on. The number of the docking bay.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm so done, it's not even funny, bro. Do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye, everybody.
She's on her phone right now.
What am I doing? Tell them what I'm doing on my phone.
Porn.
It's not porn. It's Blade Runner.
Yeah, like I said, porn.